Joining us on KNBR 680, it's John Sterling, the voice of the New York Yankees. What a pleasure to have him here in the Bay Area. John, I always like to talk to broadcasters about how they got the love for baseball. It takes a real passion to do the job.
Well, it certainly does, and I think if you didn't love baseball and you're going to broadcast 162 games, you're in a lot of trouble. I love the sport. I love all sports. And when I go to the ballpark to work, it's as much fun as I'm going to have that day. I love broadcasting games. And I didn't have to grow into it. You know, I loved it right away when I was a very little boy, and my dad would take me to Yankee Stadium. He was a Yankee fan, so I didn't have to work at loving it. I loved it right away.
I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and I've been to Ebbets Field and grew up listening to Mel Allen and Russ Hodges and Red Barber and Vince Scully and all the greats of the game. Yankee baseball was always something special, the Ballantyne blast of Mel Allen. There's quite a legacy that you pick up here.
Well, no question about it. I mean, that was one of my original heroes. And I would listen to all the games or watch all the games. And I loved Russ Hodges, too. And Vinny is, you know, he's the greatest. So it's always been a labor of love for me.
As a kid going to Yankee Stadium, who were your favorites?
Well, they had great teams, and so it was very easy to root because they were winning all the time. But obviously, Yogi and Mickey and Whitey and people like that, as they are practicing the anthem. We're not talking through the anthem; they're just practicing it for the start of the game.
Yeah, it always happens when you do these live interviews on radio. John Sterling joining us. John, getting into broadcasting, was it something as a young man you wanted to do? How did the break come for you to get into broadcasting?
Well, it sounds so Pollyannish. This is something I wanted to do when I was a kid. And then when I became a teenager, 12, 13, 14, I think I probably realized that it wouldn't be good enough to play pro ball, played all the sports. And then I wanted to do sports. I wanted to get on the air. So I was very lucky that I actually knew what I wanted to do when I was that age. And then when I knew it, man, I listened. And I was able to incorporate a lot of what I heard. And then, you know, you get on the air and you start shedding that and you allow your own personality to come through. But I didn't care if I became a disc jockey or newscaster or sportscaster. I was going to get on the air. I'm really very, very lucky. It's a lucky story. And I really left school to, I had a class at Columbia General Studies, and it was at NBC. And the guy who taught the class was the program director of the then WNBC radio in New York. And when the class was over, he said, "You're good enough to go out." "Well, how do you go out?" "Well, you make up a tape, blah, blah, blah." And a couple months later, I got a job, and I've been on the air ever since.
Well, and a pro who could get through as they did the national anthem in the background. John, nice job. Baseball, how did you get your break to get into baseball?
Tremendous break. I had a talk show at Enterprise Radio, which was started by the people who started ESPN. It was in 1981. And I was doing the Washington Bullets. I'd done a lot of hockey and basketball and football, but I wanted to do baseball. That was my love. And Enterprise went down in financial flames after about 9 months. And in one of the luckiest breaks ever, all my best friends went to Atlanta. And they went to Atlanta because a guy named Bob Wessler, who had been the head of CBS, was between engagements, as they say, and Ted Turner hired him to be his right hand because Turner was just about to unleash CNN and then CNN headlines and then, of course, later on TNT and all. And he had the Braves and the Hawks and TBS. And so Wessler went to Atlanta, and he helped bring in Joe Torre to manage baseball. Kevin Lockery, who's probably my best buddy, to to coach the Hawks, and a guy who you don't know named Mike Faraday, who I was the closest to become the general manager of WSB, AM, and FM. Wetzel didn't bring Faraday down, but Cox Communications did. And so when Enterprise went down, Faraday hired me, and the Hawks hired me. And a year later, Wetzel gave me baseball. And I was doing the Atlanta Braves. I began in 1983, and in 89, I got the Yankee job. And, you know, this business is so crazy, as you know. I got the Yankee job without auditioning. Yeah, the WABC had the rights, 10 years of Yankees. And this new general manager came in, and he didn't like the broadcast. And they gave me a call in September of 88, would you be interested? And I didn't want to be an old man and say, I should have done the Yankees, you know. So I left Atlanta. I loved Atlanta. It was a very happy cocoon. And I started in spring training of 89, and luckily I've been here ever since.
Boy, what a great story, John Sterling. Boy, it's a pleasure to have you on. No, we enjoy these stories. This is a good Sunday morning story for us on KNBR 680.